Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. The next 10 minutes were inspired by the phone call I just got from my 8-year-old niece and corporate America. I hope you enjoy them. Welcome to the engine. Obviously, it's an American tradition to come out of any grocery store and find, in this wonderful season, Girl Scouts standing out front. Girl Scouts with their tables, awesome little badges, parents right behind them, beaming smiles, and the boxes of cookies. God bless them. I actually really enjoy Girl Scout cookies, but when I was a kid, I was not allowed to enjoy Girl Scout cookies. So, you know, I'm 7 or I'm 8, and I say, hey, Mom, can we get some Girl Scout cookies? And my mom says, no, shh. And we, like, shush by, and she kind of waves them off. And I'm wondering, like, who in the Girl Scout did my mom wrong? Like, what's going on? So I asked my mom, hey, what's the deal? Why can't we get Girl Scout cookies? And she leans into me and says, they're being taken advantage of. I was dumbfounded. I was like, oh my God, should we call the cops? Shh, get in the car. So we get in the car and I say, okay, Mom, what's the deal? Do we need to, you know, dial 911? What are we doing? And she said, well, look, here's the thing. The Girl Scout Corporation uses these little girls to make millions and millions and millions of dollars. And they give the Girl Scouts very, very little. And I couldn't believe it, right? Again, I'm like 8 years old. So I'm thinking of these horrific, terrible people in some factory, just cracking the whip on these poor little Girl Scouts with their sashes, and they're like crying and making these cookies, and you know, then they have the reps come out and sell them, and it's just a bad situation. Now look, obviously you grow up and you realize, okay, well, my mom is not implying that the Girl Scouts are working in the factory, but what she is saying has some merit, right? You have this Girl Scout Corporation and you have a lot of things going on with them, the production, the distribution, and their sales reps are these girls. And the Girl Scout Corporation obviously is leveraging the cuteness of the girls and, you know, their smiles. And hey, if we sell these, we get to get another badge and, you know, maybe can't go to camp or something. But I don't know that that's necessarily a fair appraisal of the Girl Scouts. So recently I got a new computer, okay, and it was an expensive computer. And I went to Costco, picked it up, it was $1,500, okay, and it's a MacBook Pro, 13-inch MacBook Pro. I was very pleased with it, very expensive, obviously, as Macs go, and I did not get the 16-inch version because that's, you know, something like $2,300 or $2,500. So I pick up my little 13-inch MacBook Pro, I go to the checkout, you know, pay the $1,500, go to the merchandise pickup. Merchandise lady was very nice, hands me the computer, marks my receipt. I go to the receipt check. The guy looks at the computer, looks at the receipt, swipes it, and I leave. I get home, I unpack the computer. And what I start doing is obviously loading all of my iCloud and all of my information over to the computer, and it's working well. It's beautiful. My wife comes out and she says, wow, that's a really, really nice computer. And I said, thanks, I really like it too. She says, well, what are we going to do? We need to get a case or something. That's a really nice computer. We can't let it get damaged. I said, yeah, whatever. It's a 13-inch MacBook Pro. Get a case. No sweat. Thank you. So she goes over for some reason, starts looking at the box, look at all the stats. She says, hey, how come you got the 16-inch? I said, well, I didn't. I got the 13-inch. She said, no, you got the 16-inch. And I hold up the receipt and say, no, hon, I got the 13-inch. She holds up the box and says, no, honey, you got the 16-inch, to which I realized she was right. The merchandise person at Costco saw my receipt for the 13-inch and accidentally, gave me the 16-inch. Now, this is not just a larger screen. It was twice the memory, twice the processing power. Everything about this computer was fantastic and amazing. And I couldn't believe it. My stomach just sank. I was like, oh no, what a mistake. Because obviously her butt's on the line and who knows how this is going to play out at Costco. And I think right away, I'm like, well, I should probably take it back, even though I wanted to keep it. I am not immune from temptation. But I was thinking, okay, wait. If I take it back, why would they even believe me? I roll up to Costco with a receipt for a 13-inch laptop, and I'm trying to return a 16-inch laptop. They're going to take one look at that and realize, okay, there's some kind of scam going on here. I don't know what the deal is. We sold you a 13-inch. You have a receipt. We marked it. I don't know what you're doing, but get out. So it's this real pickle. And everything I think of to keep it goes through my head. And in fact, I ask my students in all of my classes, what should I do? And they all said, keep it. I said, look, Costco's huge. Costco's huge, $1 billion company. They're not going to care about a, you know, $1,000 discrepancy. And hey, it was Costco's fault. Who cares? Don't worry about Costco. Move on with your life, right? Hey, no big deal. It's good for you. Costco's not going to notice. And I just couldn't swallow that. I couldn't swallow it because I knew it was wrong. No, of course, I took the computer back. I took it back that day. And I called the manager ahead of time and said, hey, this is the situation. I have this computer. I will bring it back to you. But listen, you have to have a tech guy on hand that can wipe this entire hard drive in front of me because I've already loaded all of my stuff onto it and there's no way I'm handing it back to some merchandise lady. Just here you go and trust that it gets wiped. And he says, I understand, bring it in, let's work this out. So of course I take it in. I take it in, he taps on his computer for 3 minutes, hands me back the computer and says, this is yours, you leave with it, not a dollar more. So I got the computer. I was very pleased with this. Obviously, $1,000 upgrade. And he shook my hand and he said, thank you for being honest. And I so appreciated that because, again, everyone I talked to said keep it, but I didn't. Now look, it was good for me personally to return that computer. I can sleep at night. I feel good about it. But it was also good for Costco for me to return that computer. They augmented their stock. They made sure whatever the error was got corrected in the future. I'm sure nobody got fired for theft because that probably could have happened. But they took care of it. It was good for them. It was good for me. It was good for Brian, the manager, because at the very least he left that day saying, hey, some of our customers really aren't out to get us. Some actually are just honest people, because he was dumbfounded. He couldn't believe that I brought it back. And I left there realizing this is a win-win. Costco made money. I got a computer. Everyone was happy. And that's kind of what it's like for the Girl Scouts, too. My niece just called me 2 seconds before I turned on this computer. And she's on the phone. Again, she's 8 as well. And she said, hey, do you want to buy some cookies? And I said, yes, because here's the thing. Girl Scouts are cute, fine. They have their sashes, fine. But they also benefit immensely from the sale. I work with teenagers that were Girl Scouts all the way growing up, and they all talk about how they would stand outside, they'd be long days, their feet would hurt, thousands of people would tell them no, but they'd keep going with their pitch. They'd keep going and keep going and keep going. They'd offer cookies and they'd sell them, and you know, especially when people call me, I always make them say, okay, how many boxes do you have? How much is it going to cost? What are your favorite? Why should we do this? What are you getting out of it? And that kind of dialogue with an 8 and a 9 and a 10-year-old, that hardens them. It develops them. It helps them improve their communication. It brings clarity to their thinking. Why am I doing this? Why am I selling this? What's in it for me? And by the way, there is a lot in it for the Girl Scouts. They get camps. And camps that no one else is offering them. And you can say, fine, the cookie producers are actually making more money than what they're giving back. Sure, the cookie producers are winning. But so are the Girl Scouts. What other venue do you have where you can take young women that you are hoping to raise and educate into entrepreneurs and business leaders? What other venue can you take them to where they will be told no over and over and over? And their parents will be there behind them saying, try again, try again, try again. And they do. And I can't get past that. I wish there was a Girl Scout for my sons. I wish there was something they could do to be told no over and over and over and learn resolve, harden their determination, learn how to sell, learn how to lose, learn how to get rejected, but keep going. That kind of determination is what makes character. That kind of experience is what strengthens you for the real world and for the business world. And it's a wonderful thing. And more than anything, it's a win-win. It's everybody's mind these days that if a corporation like Costco or the Girl Scouts is winning, then the consumer must be losing. The employees must be losing. But the world is not a zero-sum game. A win for Costco could be a win for me. A win for my niece could be a win for the Girl Scouts. Could be a win for the Girl Scout Corporation. Everyone can win. And until we step away from this really perverse idea that if anyone is making a buck, then they absolutely cannot be doing something good, then we will not develop the best possible relationships with larger corporations. We will not develop the best possible relationships with small corporations and small businesses. We need to stop thinking of the world as a one for you, zero for me, and start finding ways that we can enrich everyone's lives and benefit everyone, make money for corporations, help consumers, help people in general. And the more we can find those great relationships and develop them, the better everyone is going to be. But it has to start with people stopping thinking that if somebody else is winning, then they are losing. Because that is a losing endeavor. And on that note, go out and crush it. Hope you enjoyed the podcast.